brown limper wanted to be alone. He dragged his foot up the slope to the place they once had buried people. He turned at the top and gazed down at the empty village, falling apart and now abandoned forever. Something had been nagging at him, and now it hit him. He was a tribal leader without a tribe. From 5 tribes, he had descended to 1, the Brigantes, and they were not native to America. Numbly, he realized he had better keep this awfully quiet. It undermined his whole position. Something caught his eye. A monument? A small stone shaft sticking up out of the ground. He moved around it. It had an inscription. Timothy Brave Tyler. A good father, erected in respectful memory by his loving son, J.G.T. No! Brown Limper screamed. He tried to kick the monument down. It was too firmly planted, and he only bruised his foot. He stood and screamed, tearing the echoes of the valley apart. Then he stopped. It was all Johnny Good Boy Tyler's fault. Everything that had befallen Brown Limper all his life was totally and wholly Tyler's fault. So Tyler would come again, would he? Turl might have his plans, and they might be all right. But Brown Limper was going to make very, very sure. If Tyler ever hit that firing platform again, he was a dead man. Brown Limper went down to the waiting plane. He said to Lars and Sniff, they mustn't know what he really intended.
For our mutual protection, I think you should teach me how to use a Thompson submachine gun.
They agreed it would be wise. Turl had said time and again, you didn't dare shoot off a gun during a transshipment. But who cared about that? 2 guns. He would use 2 guns. Brown Limper planned how he would do it, all the way back to Denver.